Good evening and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the KBMF News Hour. Today on Superfund 101, an extended conversation with Superfund coordinator John Sesso to wrap up a series on the conceptual agreement and Butte Silver Bow's role as a potentially responsible party. If this interview or anything you've heard on Superfund 101 in the past year has roused any questions in you, there is an opportunity to voice concerns or ideas this Thursday with members of city government, the EPA, ARCO, and DEQ. There are two meetings on August 30th in the conference room at Butte Brewing at both noon and 6 p.m. where the responsible parties are hoping to glean public input. Families are encouraged to attend. Hope to see you there. Thanks for listening to Superfund 101. Council wrap-up is next. The Butte Silver Bow Council of Commissioners meeting that took place last Wednesday, the 22nd of August, was not much of a meeting, so there's not much to wrap up. There was a bid opening for the work needed on the courthouse steps. If you haven't noticed, the western third of the front steps have been blocked off and in disrepair for some time. $142,000 for the front steps. Work should take 90 to 100 days, and the lone contractor to bid, Jay Fortune, confirmed they could work through the winter. The bid was referred back to the government buildings director for review. Next, a public hearing to purchase a new election tabulator did not receive much attention. However, Mr. Ed Bandarab spoke in support. Thank you, Mr. Bandarab. Butte has a new community service program for light offenders, and Ed Randall from Community Enrichment gave a nice little update on the program. Commissioner Sorich commended the program for their hard work at the county fair, and that was it. All communications were concurred with and placed on file with no question or debate. So this week there will be no council meeting, seeing it is the fifth Wednesday of the month, so we'll return with a council wrap on Monday, September 10th. Up next is a new segment for the Tuesday News Hour, Rocks Jocks, with the metal man himself. That concludes the Tuesday edition of the News Hour for August 8th, 2018. We'll see you next week. Hamer's Scintillating Tunes is up next. Thanks for listening.